This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. A Massachusetts court ruling on gay marriages could change a lot of things, the idea of the family, as well as the nature of political debate in the election next year. And this is a subject that is both highly personal and highly political. Here's President Bush at a press conference several weeks ago, asked about his views on gays.
I think it's very important for our society to respect each individual, to welcome those with good hearts, to be a welcoming country. On the other hand, that does not mean that somebody like me needs to compromise on an issue such as marriage. And that's really where the issue is headed here in Washington, and that is the definition of marriage. I believe in the sanctity of marriage. I believe a marriage is between a man and a woman, and I think we ought to codify that one way or the other, and we've got lawyers looking at the best way to do that.
Joining us from our studios in Washington is Dr. Timothy J. Daly. He's a senior research fellow at the Center for Marriage and Family Studies of the Family Research Council, and he's the author of a book entitled Dark Obsession, The Tragedy and Threat of the Homosexual Lifestyle. Dr. Daly, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Glad to be on your program.
What is it that is threatening to you about this ruling that the Constitution of the state of Massachusetts does not bar gays from getting married?
Well, what's threatening is the threat to children, because homosexual marriage by design denies a child the right to either a father or a mother. And so this is what we have great concern about this. And we agree with the president very strongly, and we believe that the American people very much are opposed to the idea of homosexual marriage. The Massachusetts court's decision happened to coincide with a study that just came out yesterday by the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life, which reported overwhelming support for the traditional understanding of marriage and opposition to the idea of gay marriage. By a 2-to-1 margin, Americans are opposed to homosexual marriage.
Yeah, we covered that study in yesterday's program. Let me read you a quote from USA Today reporting on this decision. Again, naming one of the plaintiffs, a woman named Julie Goodridge. She was a plaintiff in the Massachusetts decision. She says of this ruling that she hopes it will open public sentiment for gay marriages. Quote, "People will see we're the same as any other family," said Goodridge, who's raising a 7-year-old daughter with her partner, Hillary.
Well, I think that most Americans, as the polls show, look at an image of a man and a man and a woman claiming to be, quote-unquote, married, and they say, what is wrong with this picture? There's something not right here, and that's because it's opposed to human nature. Marriage has always been between a man and a woman and a man. And so the threat is not, it's not against any individual. It's not a matter of personalizing this. We're not opposed to people living their lives, but when it comes to transforming society and undermining what has historically been held in all of Western civilization as marriage, then that's where we draw the line.
What about civil union? Would you feel differently about civil union rather than the sanctity of marriage, as it were?
No, we have grave concerns about civil union legislation and efforts because, as reports have been put forth in the media, the civil unions are the equivalent of marriage in everything but name only. It confers all the rights and privileges and responsibilities of marriage upon people who have no right to claim that name. And so it's really an end run around the name marriage, and it doesn't serve anybody's purpose.
Dr. Timothy J. Daly, a senior research fellow at the Center for Marriage and Family Studies of the Family Research Council in Washington, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.